President Bush met with leaders from five Central American countries and the Dominican Republic today. At an event in the White House's Rose Garden, he urged Congress to pass the Central America Free Trade Agreement, known as CAFTA.
For the newly emerging democracies of Central America, CAFTA would bring new investment that means good jobs and higher labor standards for their workers.
But as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, some critics say the treaty should do more to improve labor conditions and wages in the region.
Five workers crowd into a one-room cement house in San Pedro Sula, Honduras. They arrange themselves nervously on a torn couch and on plastic chairs brought in from outside. Everyone is sweating, despite the fan in the corner. The workers don't want their last names used because they're trying to form a union.
Nos han dicho que si formamos sindicato, nos van a despedir del trabajo y algo van a hacer para que no encontremos trabajo.
Will not be able to find a job forever.
Alex and his co-workers stitch, fold, and inspect T-shirts at one of the many nearby factories that manufacture garments for the U.S. market. They say they're desperate to improve their working conditions. One of them, a young woman, says there's no air conditioning, and supervisors yell at them, set unreasonable production targets, and force them to stay long after their shifts are supposed to end.
We have a problem that they promise us to give us bonus when we make overtime. But then when they pay, they don't pay those bonus, so we have to be begging them to pay us.
Compulsory overtime and firing and blacklisting workers for union activity are against the law in Honduras. But the U.S. State Department Human Rights Report says violations like these are common. Israel Salinas, president of the nationwide union the workers are trying to join, dismisses his country's labor laws as wet paper and the government as ineffective.
No tiene un poder coercitivo.
They don't have any coercive power. And they don't have any political will to fulfill the laws.
Norman Garcia, Honduras's Minister for Industry and Commerce, insists that his country and others in the region are prepared to tackle these problems.
We are willing to conduct changes in the way we operate because we recognize that we have a weak spot there.
Garcia and other Central American officials say CAFTA will help. Assistant U.S. Trade Representative Chris Padilla agrees.
There's a chapter in the agreement dealing specifically with labor, and it says that if these countries don't effectively enforce their labor laws, then they can be subject to monetary fines. The innovative thing is that the money from the fines would be used to solve the labor problem that's been identified.
But in Honduras, some question whether this will change things much, in part because people are so poor, desperate for work, and easy to exploit. Tiny Jose Andre Oriana swings his machete steadily, cutting sugarcane all day in the 110-degree heat. He's 14, and he's only finished the fifth grade.
And I'm not going to go back to school.
His dad, Jacobo, is working nearby.
This country is very difficult because for we, the ones who have not studied enough, we don't have any jobs. So then we have to put our children to work.
CAFTA critics also question whether conditions will improve in the factories, because they say many politicians have close ties to the factory owners. They say Central America's labor laws should be strengthened and that simply requiring countries to enforce existing laws isn't enough. Congressman Steve Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts, told a labor rally on Capitol Hill this week that ratcheting up foreign workers' rights and living standards is the only way to preserve American jobs.
It's only when these laborers can earn enough money to buy U.S. goods that this type of two-way trade will be successful for all the parties involved.
But Nicaragua's president, Enrique Bolaños, who spoke this week at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, had a different take.
How can we be talking about labor rights to a person who is unemployed?
He said 40% of Nicaragua's workers are currently unemployed, and he said CAFTA will bring them jobs. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.